Listening to KBOO, and thanks to all of you KBOO members for your generous support. If you aren't yet a member, you can become one easily by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. And stay tuned now for a live interview conducted by KBOO reporters.
Well, Sharon Maxwell, you spoke often about the single-member districts when you ran in 2014 for Nick Fish's seat. Why is that a good idea?
Well, I believe it's a good idea because if you think about it, it's the same way as the Multnomah County districts is set up, and it provides for a better landscape when it comes to budgetary items. You can take an analysis and evaluate how each district is doing, and that is a better way to make sure that dollars are being spent throughout all the city and not just in one area. And so with single member districts, that would allow the representation as well as using the budget constraints to make sure that allocations are going towards those districts that really haven't seen the dollars for economic development, for housing, for jobs, all of that. That's why I really believe that single member districts is the way we need to go for the city of Portland.
And is there evidence that now people are kind of elected from the same district?
Yeah, it really seems that at this time, business interests, corporations, and people who are affluent are the ones that are the driving the bus, whereas those very same people should be ones who should be thinking differently because they've been given opportunity and they've maximized and leveraged it. So they should be thinking as that we are stewards and how do we help all people and all of the city to do well so that we don't run into the issues right now that we're seeing with just the displacement, homelessness, especially existing people who have lived here for years, unable to find jobs, good educations throughout the whole district of the city of Portland, because the health of a city is determined by how families progress. If families are strong and they have good education and they have viable communities where families feel safe and that they can contribute and participate, then that's when we know a city is doing well. So I see that those who are affluent, that have money, that have been on the West Side, I would call them old money or old timers, when we see that part of our city is downfallen, then what is it that we do? We come together because we're better than that. We're better than that because we are Americans, because we believe in the capacity of each human being, that there's a reason for each human being to have been here. And if not so, then they wouldn't be here. So it's up to us who are the stewards of our generation to make sure that we come up with viable solutions.
Would you have had a better chance of being elected in a district only voting?
Most definitely, because in the city of Portland, which is traditionally and historically one of the whitest cities in America, you have a desperate impact of communities of colors, specifically being now displaced and gentrified out. When District 43, which is our representative district, and District 22 for the Senate were predominantly people of color, then we had a better position. But, you know, that goes to say that we definitely need to look seriously at single member districts because it's just a more viable solution.
And what have you been doing since 2014 then?
Oh, wow. I've been keeping myself busy. I was able to go back to school and finish my bachelor's degree in business administration. I'm able to spend time with my grandchildren and family members. And now I'm a success coach with Inside Track part-time and operating my business.
Are you ready to run again?
Well, you know, I'm considering it. You know, I feel that looking at our candidates right now, not to say that it's a black or white thing, but it's a people thing. When I see the lack of diversity as it relates to people of ethnicity being seated to run, I don't see that still again. I see the dominant culture, which is European whites, taking over and owning our story and basically, you know, claiming it so that they can use it to position themselves, when, as how I see it, a leader and a person who takes responsibility for stewardship is one who empowers others, and you take your transferable skills and all that you know to help other people to do well. And that's what I really see a person that is elected to office as an educator, as one who has abilities to gather and bring people together, to inspire people to be able to always do their best. And they actually are the cheerleader of the people versus it being the other way around. You don't need to cheer me on. I want to be the one cheering on the public. That's what an elected official's job is, and I really believe should be.
If they had single member districts, would you be more likely to run again?
I would definitely consider it, because that would give me a better option to not to have to run for the whole city, to have to raise a lot of money. Right now, money is the king. If you don't have a lot of money, then you can't get your name out there for name recognition. You're just fighting an uphill battle for those that have been incumbent, who've been getting paid these large salaries but haven't been doing the work. And, you know, so yes, I would consider it possibly if single member districts were voted in. I would encourage more people, not only just myself, but more people from communities, from the 95 neighborhoods, to throw their hats into the ring and, you know, to say yes, because when more people, when we bring more people that have a desire, then it's really about growing. Are you willing to grow? Because I've learned so much from people from over the 95 neighborhoods since I did run, and I feel that I didn't lose, that I actually won, because I stayed on my platform and I helped other people who maybe been lingering around the peripherals on community engagement, participation, just speaking up for their vote, advocating for themselves and strengthening their voice. I feel that I definitely contributed to that.
Well, I was sure happy to meet you on the old campaign trail.
Yes, definitely. I loved meeting and working with everyone, all the candidates that had thrown their hats in. And, it kind of felt a little bit like this caucus that we just seen, to be able to come together, sort of like a nice cohort where you're able to bounce and brainstorm ideas and listen to the other and ask people, well, why do you think that? And, what makes that a viable option? So that's what America is all about, is people coming together with ideas, great solutions, and making adjustments and fine-tuning. So, yeah.
Sharon, how would single-member districts decrease the influence of money in politics?
Well, based on that, it would be more representation of the people who lived in the district versus big money that usually has been a factor in this city as it relates to projects that come out of it, just how a neighborhood is developed. And how I see it is that east of, I would say, 82nd, to west over into southwest, that seems to be the center of our development. But we have a whole community east of 82nd all the way to 161st that has been left out. And so those people over in East County, Portland, when you invest in human capital and we make sure that all of our citizens and the public are doing well, then it speaks volumes to real sustainability and a livability. And it just makes sense. It's just common sense. And I can't believe that we have this already with Multnomah County. It's worked for them all these years. Why wouldn't it work for the city of Portland?
Well, East Portlanders are now gathering signatures for the Portland Community Equality Act, and this would create 7 voting districts in Portland. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I would vote for it, and I would help to gather signers on the petition.
Selma has had voting by districts for decades now. You know, what's holding us back in Portland?
Yeah, I was actually in Texas this past fall, and I believe in Tyler, Texas, which is East Texas, which is very Republican. They have a district operated government there, and in Marshall, Texas. So I just think that the reason why we haven't gone to districts is that people with the old mindset don't want the paradigm to change and don't see, because they're thinking too small. We have yet to tap into all of the human resources and capital and the ability to synthesize and bring ideas and concepts together to where Portland is not just the greenest city, but a city that is so 21st century and sustainable that we have innovation coming out of here like it's coming out of our ears. If we do single member districts, I believe that will allow us to leverage opportunity through budgeting and to make sure that all people in those districts are, and businesses are, able to access capital, be able to grow, and how our dollars are being spent. And I don't think that our city leaders and the bureau managers have managed the dollars in a way that has been most effective, even right now with our streets being so, I mean, they're just in bad shape. So somewhere someone has dropped the ball. But with single member districts, what that would do is it would allow each commissioner to look at their districts to see where the gaps are, where are the holes. And when we're looking at the budget, you would say, okay, if this district over here, District 1, is, you know, in need of resources for this, and other districts aren't, well, then let's make sure that they're getting those dollars. And if District 7, you know, which I'll just say is East County, doesn't have sidewalks, doesn't have a safety corridors, so many people being run over and killed by just, you know, it's just really crazy. It doesn't make any sense. Then we can make sure that as this city is growing, it's not just growing in the center, but it's growing outward.
It seems like also there's the idea of you have someone to go to.
Yes, you have definitely. That's what we're really talking about, is representation that you can get to, not because you have a lot of money, but because you matter as a person, as a community member, as a member of the city, that all people matter, no matter how much money you have in your pocket, no matter that the fact that you might not, you know, be able to contribute a whole lot, but you contribute based on who you are as a person, and you're doing it in your sphere of influence.
You mentioned earlier on that, you know, you expect our stewards ought to behave a certain way. What do you mean by that, or where does that come from?
Well, you know, here you are calling yourself a leader, wanting to be a leader, and a stewardship, meaning those that care, you know, for, first of all, environmentally, for our land, for our resources. So if that's the case, then the accountability has to first start with you. And when I hear, there's two things going on here. I hear people say, well, rich people or wealthy people, you know, it seems like they don't, you know, they have too much, and so they can't connect. But I want to kind of rein that back just a little bit and say that when you do get those opportunities to possess and get wealth, then that means that makes you a steward to the people, because you have benefited from the resources, that you would say to yourself, yes, I have a lot, so therefore I can help other people right now. And that's the stewardship of investment, investing in others, paying it forward, giving back, because that makes you someone who says, money doesn't make me, money is just a tool, so that we can all live in a safe environment that's sustainable, where all people can contribute.
Nice. Anything else for our listeners, Sharon?
Well, I'm just glad that I'm able to speak to this issue because that was part of my platform, single member districts. I still believe in single member districts. I'm calling out the mayor of Portland and every council member to agree with us, the people of the 95 neighborhoods throughout the city of Portland, to say yes to single member districts. It totally makes sense. It makes sense because it helps us to better evaluate an analysis of our budget, where the dollars are really going. And it makes sure that, you know, those people that are eating up all the pork while other people are eating, I would say, nothing. Yeah, that's where we need to rein it in to make sure that dollars being spent fairly and evenly, and also to make sure that we're a city that's growing correctly.
Thanks so much for talking to KBOO.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:59. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Community Acupuncture and Massage, a benefit for political prisoner Mutulu Shakur, Sunday, February the 7th, noon to 4 p.m. at 7 Star Acupuncture in Portland. Dr. Mutulu Shakur was one of the founders of the Black Acupuncture Advisory Association in North America and the Harlem Institute of Acupuncture. Incarcerated for 30 years, Mutulu and his legal team are seeking community and financial support to fight his imprisonment. A group of licensed acupuncturists and massage therapists are offering treatments to our community as a fundraiser. Again, that's of Community Acupuncture and Massage, a benefit for political prisoner Mutulu Shakur, Sunday, February the 7th, noon to 4 p.m. at 7 Star Acupuncture, 436 Southeast 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And I saw records made, music literally written in wax.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 33rd Real Music Film Festival, running through February 8th. Friday, February 5th, will show American Epic. The film pieces together